Schroeder, the Education Subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. This is Monday, May 19th, 2003, and we're here for work session on the House Bill 5026 and House Bill 5019 as they relate to the Board of Radiologic Technology, and House Bill 5005 and 5006 as they relate to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. And before I open a work session, Mr. Olson, could you update us on our schedule for the week?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, you've heard what bills we will be hearing today. Tomorrow we'll have work session on House Bills 2325, 5024, and 5025, which relate to the budget and fee bills and some policy legislation for the Health Licensing Office. You will have packets of materials for those bills to your office probably by noon this morning. And then on Wednesday, you'll be back to House Bill 5026 and 5019 as it relates to the pharmacy and mortuary boards. You will also be hearing Senate Bill 347, which relates to the mortuary board as well. Once those work sessions are completed, those will be the final boards for House Bills 5026 and 5019, the health-related licensing boards and the health-related licensing boards fee bill. And so at that time, we will do a final work session on those two bills. That right now is scheduled for Thursday, but because of a scheduling conflict, we're going to try to move that up to Wednesday after the committee does the pharmacy and mortuary board. It should not take very long because all the budgets have been approved by this subcommittee, and it will just be the matter of a formal action, a formal motion to send the bill to the full Ways and Means Committee. So if that is able to be accomplished on Wednesday, there will not be a meeting on Thursday morning. And then there's no subcommittee on Friday, nor on Monday, the 26th, which is Memorial Day.
So don't forget everything that you learned, because we'll be back on Tuesday.
Start over again.
And then on next week, on Tuesday, you will start into the education budgets. Department of Higher Ed starts on Tuesday, the 27th. And this will be the last week for health-related licensing boards.
I think the important piece of this, committee members, is that on Thursday, our analyst has a conflict. And if we could move the grand kahuna licensing bills and fee bills to the end of the session on Wednesday, that would make one person's life a little bit simpler.
Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, and if not, we can have another analyst in here. I'm supposed to be in the Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee on Thursday morning to do the Employment Department. So,
Madam Chair, as much as I hate having Thursday morning off, basically,
I
can force myself to do that.
Okay, I'll open a work session on House Bill 5026 and House Bill 5019 as they relate to the Board of Radiologic Technology. Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the subcommittee, hopefully you have the packets in front of you for the Board of Radiologic Technology. We'll start right down through those. The LFO recommended technical changes, again, those that are being made to all budgets.
Before we start, does everyone have the packet? Okay, please proceed.
The adjustment for salary freeze, for this agency, all staff are at the top step, and so there were no merit increases budgeted for the next biennium, and so there's no savings for that adjustment that you've been seeing in most of the other budgets. Inflation adjustment was totals $2,652. The Attorney General rate reduction would result in a reduction of $763, and that is what's in the recommended budget.
Are there any questions on the technical budget adjustments? Are there any objections to the technical budget adjustments? Please proceed, Mr. Olson.
Thank you. Policy package 261, this package requests an increase of a part-time position to full-time on a permanent basis. That was granted on a limited duration basis by the emergency board during the last interim. The package also includes limitation for the law enforcement data systems checks. These are criminal check, background checks, for $1 each. There are 200 of those budgeted. The LFO recommendation is that the package be approved for the LEDS checks only, but that the increase in position not be approved. Again, you may recall that during the budget hearings for this board, they had instituted an expedited license fee during this last interim of $50, which essentially means that somebody can come in and pay $50 and have their application processed immediately rather than going through the regular normal licensing process. The subcommittee had several questions and concerns about that, not only about the process specifically, but about the philosophy and what the legislature's position on that kind of action would be. And so LFO is not recommending the increase in the position, and you'll see that there's a budget note attached that requires the board to review their procedures and practice policies and particularly relating to the license and report back to the next legislature. LFO believes that through some efficiencies that can be gained by modifying that licensing process, it's questionable as to whether they would need this position or not, at least for the time being. If after the processes are reviewed and some recommendations are made and some changes are made, if there is agreement that the position is still needed, the agency could come to the emergency board and request additional limitation in position authority.
Questions or comments on policy package 261? Are there any objections to policy package 261? Please proceed.
Madam Chair, if I might, I think there may have been. No, never mind. That's correct. Okay. The next policy package requests limitation for various information technology projects, including internet connection, web design. Also, part of the limitation would be to make some information technology changes associated with a proposed office move. That office move has not been finalized and is still unclear as to whether they will move their offices or not. In addition, there are still some questions regarding the information connection, the use of e-commerce, and policies that DAS is currently involved in approving. And so again, LFO is recommending this package not be approved, and that as the practices and procedures and licensing processes are reviewed, there may be needs for information technology projects. And again, with the recommendation of that task force that will be looking at that, they could come back to the e-board and make a request.
Discussion on policy package 203. Are there any objections to policy package 203? Please proceed.
Okay. That would bring the LFO recommended budget for the Board of Radiologic Technology to the amount of $406,883 and 2.5 FTE. And so LFO would recommend that the subcommittee approve the budget at that level and amend page 2, line 10 of House Bill 5026.
Is there discussion on the LFO recommendation to the bill amendment? Chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Radiologic Technology as modified and amend page 2, line 10 of House Bill 5026 to $406,883.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has moved. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair, there's that next motion there, but that should be ignored at this point because House Bill 5026 is not ready to move. We've still got more
Thursday afternoon, we'll have the honor of rolling this
Wednesday
giant
afternoon.
Package and sending it out. The budget note.
Again, the budget note, I referred to it a little earlier. This budget note indicates that the subcommittee was not in agreement of the practice of charging money for preferred services. And so the budget note directs the board, including at least one board member, to work with DAS, Budget Management Division, Legislative Fiscal Office, and other interested parties to develop a more efficient and streamlined method for issuing licenses. And the board will report to the emergency board no later than February of 2004 on the implementation of the recommendations of that task force.
Members, I'd like to comment on the budget note, and I think that this actually is the most critical piece in the budget, that as we heard the presentation of the board, I think that we all were very concerned about the amount of money that it was taking to do the licensure process and about the efficiency of the operation from the administrative point of view. And I can't stress strongly enough how important I think it is for one of the board members, at least one of the board members, to be at the table as LFO and DAS goes through how the processes are organized and what some reasonable alternatives are here. I think this is a classic case of where the systems need to be analyzed from the point of view of efficiency, cost efficiency, and service efficiency. And once again, I do think that the budget note is the biggest critical piece of this whole budget. Is there any other comment on the budget note? Representative Marsh.
I was looking at the original, normal processing time of 2 to 3 weeks isn't too excessive. I mean, a two-week turnaround for a license approval didn't seem to be too excessive, but certainly would, you know, think that efficiencies in the system, because the system as described didn't seem to be the most functional.
Senator Musgrove.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to back up a little bit, but I think it is related. The LEDS test checks on the applicants, is that something that all licensing boards get approval or do a check on, or is this, I believe this is the first time I've seen it in the board's budgets that we've approved?
Mr. Olson.
Madam Chair, Senator Messerly, I know some of them do. I don't believe all of them do at this point, but I know the Board of Nursing, in fact, this agency will be paying the Board of Nursing to use their system to do these checks. So I do know that they do it. But I also know that there are some other health-related licensing boards that do not do the criminal background check.
And I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time, but I'm sure follow-up. Whether maybe that's something we should be discussing with some of the other boards. Probably too late. We've already passed the budgets out, most of them. But I think that is an important issue that these boards that deal with safety, public safety, we should be checking on, or they should be checking on.
Mr. Olson.
Madam Chair and Senator Messerly, that is something that we could address either through a statement of expectation in the budget report for House Bill 5026, which is for all of these. There are some budgets that have already been passed out and have been passed by the full Ways and Means Committee, so it may be too late for those. Mm-hmm. But as the analyst for most of the health-related licensing boards, I can certainly express the subcommittee's wishes that they look into that and do that, and especially if it's only a dollar a check, that's something that they should be able to absorb within their budget.
Yeah, thank you.
Is the subcommittee interested in having Mr. Olson approach the co-chairs about this issue? Madam Chair. Senator Gordon.
I would like to know if the fee, I'm calling it a fee, is the same for all of the agencies, the dollar per lead check.
Mr. Olson.
Madam Chair, Senator Gordley, I'm not sure whether that is or not. I don't know what, for instance, the Board of Nursing is paying to the law enforcement data system to access their system. We could certainly check that out. But apparently this board has reached some sort of an agreement with the Board of Nursing that they would charge this board a dollar to do that. I suspect that there are some more detailed checks that could be run that would be more expensive. And I'm not sure what the board will be getting for a dollar at this point.
The other issue is, two colleagues, that if at this stage in the process this proves to be too complex of an issue to introduce into it, we could make a note that it would be something that should be entertained and discussed in the next legislative session as the next group of people go through this process.
Madam Chair, I kind of assume these boards just by good common sense for doing this, but obviously that's not necessarily the case. Most organizations do LEDs test on people when they're dealing with public safety and public health. So if staff could find that out for us, the cost and which boards are or are not doing it, it would be very interesting information. We can make a decision then. I think the senator's position is well taken.
Is there any more discussion relevant to the budget note? Is there any objection to the budget note? I would entertain a motion to approve the budget note.
So moved.
Representative Smith has the motion on the table. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Mr. Olson.
Okay, moving on to performance measures. The performance measures can be found on page 34 of the Governor's Balanced Budget Binder. During the budget hearing, the agency indicated the performance measures are not yet completely developed and will continue to work on the performance measures. I think at this time, the performance measures are pretty well complete. You do have a copy of those. LFO is recommending that the performance measures be approved as submitted by the agency with the understanding that additional development will continue and if necessary, and direct the board to develop additional performance measures regarding complaints and investigations, as this subcommittee had talked about in the past couple of weeks with other licensing boards. And LFO will be working with the agency on that issue during the interim as well.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation relating to the performance measures. Chair would take a motion to approve the performance measures as submitted and with direction.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none. So moved. Vacancies.
There are no vacancies in this agency for the subcommittee to review. The ending balance in the governor's budget is $132,957. When you take into consideration the budget that has been approved by the subcommittee now, the ending balance would be $212,663, or 12.5 months worth of expenditures. This ending balance, however, includes the fee changes proposed in the fee bill as well. This, again, is a ending balance which is beyond the 3 to 6 month recommended level, but again, with this particular board, you need to look at what the lowest any month is at any, or lowest any balance is at any given month. And as well, the any balance will be reduced because if the subcommittee does not approve the fee increase that they instituted during the last biennium, the $50 expedited fee. And we'll get to that bill here in a minute, and LFO is recommending that that bill not be approved pending the outcome of the review that will be done during the next several months.
Mm-hmm. Questions? Representative Smith.
So what would the ending balance be if the fee is not approved? I guess that's my big question. And my second question would be,
93,000.
My
Representative Smith, you have a sheet that looks like this in your packet?
Oh, I saw that.
The very bottom of that has the ending balance less the fee increase of 32, which would generate 32,400, which comes out to be 93,486, or 5.5 months worth of an expenditure for an ending balance.
Okay. My follow-up. Does this 93,000 balance include any expedited fees that were taken prior? They hadn't done that yet?
Madam Chair, Representative Smith, that includes the fees that they have received or will continue to receive in this biennium. By not approving the fee bill, the board is then required to go back to fees prior to the institution of that fee, which would have to be on July 1st. So, yes, there is some revenue in there currently because they are charging that fee.
But what I understand, Mr. Olson, just to clarify this in my own mind, is that if the fee increase bill is not approved, the agency will still have a 5.5-month ending balance, which is within the bounds that LFO has set, the 3 to 6 month parameters.
That's correct, Madam Chair. That is the estimation that we've come up with.
Thank you. Further questions on the ending balance?
I must have told myself today.
Yeah,
really. Killing me.
Yourself or okay, let us go on. Where's my agenda? We will close the work session on House Bill 1526, open a work session on House Bill 1519.
Madam Chair and members, the proposed fee increase, is actually in House Bill 5050. We're not taking action on that bill. As you might recall, we were going to pull all the fee bills related to agencies within House Bill 5026 into House Bill 5019. Again, this is the proposal to ratify the fees established through administrative rule during the interim, where the I apologize, there's a typographical error in this memo. Second line down, it's not the Board of Chiropractic Examiners yet. It is the Board of Radiologic Technology that created an expedited license fee in the amount of $50. And again, this allows a licensee to receive a license with 1 or 2 working days, as opposed to waiting the 2 to 3 weeks to receive a license in the usual process. There are some concerns regarding that practice. We've already discussed those. The LFO recommendation is that this fee increase not be ratified.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation? Is there objection to the LFO recommendation?
Madam Chair, I see you've got a chance to talk to the licensing board, and they're going to work, as we've talked earlier, about fixing this thing. That discussion's already occurred.
I have had discussions with the executive director of the board, telling them the concerns of the subcommittee and what needs to happen.
Okay. And the response?
I think the response is that they're willing to work with us. They would like to have seen this go through and approved. I think the concern is that there are many of the professionals out there, and particularly the organizations, that like the expedited process because there are people who need to have the license before they go to work. But again, the concern is the practice of accepting more money
to shoot something through.
To move an application to the top of the
screen. I agree.
Madam Chair, could we hear? Pardon me. Could we hear from the agency? Well, does the agency want to expand on what we've just heard?
Would you like to come forward?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Leanne Thompson. I am the Executive Officer of the Oregon Board of Radiologic Technology. I think LFO has captured our concerns, which is we worked with the system we had to respond to the demands of our stakeholders, and we're delighted that we can have the opportunity to have a whole task force all to ourselves to look at how to improve the efficiency. We did this because this was the best option we saw before us, and if you have different ideas, you're the boss, and we're delighted to work with you on that.
Senator Gordley, did you have a follow-up?
I do not. Just wanted to hear something on the record from the agency about the denial of the fee increase. And
sigh.
Thank you.
That takes care of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The chair would accept a motion to deny the fee increase.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. And I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 5019. And I will open a work session on House Bill 5005 relating to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. This is the budget bill for the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Again, we are making the technical changes that all budgets are having made to them. The salary freeze, merit increase, reduction totals $13,134. The inflation adjustments results in a reduction of $5,014. And the Attorney General rate reduction is $7,081.
Are there any discussions on the technical budget adjustments? Are there any objections to the technical budget adjustments? Mr. Olson, please proceed with Policy Package 100.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Policy Package 100 relates back to Policy Package 070, which is the reduction due to revenue shortfall, and I meant to bring in Representative March's description of the 070 package, and I left that in my office, and I don't want to try to remember that.
It has become a classic.
It has. It may end up being framed in our office someplace.
Well, what I want to see is the LFO analyst filming that for the signee die party.
Oh, hey, good.
Again, the Board of Chiropractic Examiners raised fees during the interim. The 070 package reduces services pending the approval, the ratification of those fee increases. And so Policy Package 100 actually restores the reductions made there. And LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified. We did reduce the package by $4,777 because of the adjustment in the Attorney General rate for next biennium.
The discussions on the LFO recommendation for Policy Package 100, Senator Meserve.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm on a roll today. I just have to ask the question, do the chiropractors get the lead examination?
Could we have the director come forward and answer that question for us? Good morning.
Good morning. Dave McTeague, Executive Director, Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Could you repeat the question, please?
I'm asking the question on the LEDs, and I forget
how. Fingerprinting
requirements. The background checks for applicants with license.
A couple years ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, we instituted the practice of doing a state police fingerprint background check as opposed to the LEDs look up on the computer terminal check. I believe our research said that was a better method. It costs us $12 a check, so maybe over the biennium it costs us a couple thousand dollars for that screen. The weakness of both the LEDs check and the state police fingerprint background check is it checks a database that's fairly specific to Oregon and or parts of the Pacific Northwest. So in the future, and since we're still implementing this basically we're seeing how it works, but we're contemplating at some point coming back to you and asking for specific statutory authority, which is what is needed to access the federal FBI fingerprint database. And that has a cost right now, I believe, of $25 a check. So the best screen, because we get applicants from all over the country, and we check them against the Pacific Northwest database, and so obviously that's not really as adequate as we need. But if we eventually we need that specific statutory authority to consider utilizing the FBI fingerprint national database.
Follow-up?
Madam Chair, is that for new license or also relicensing?
We've basically just been doing that for new applicants. So over time, we'll get the majority of the doctors into the system.
Thank you.
Thank you. Where was I?
Statutory change.
Did we talk about OKing Policy Package 100?
We were at that point.
The, are there any other issues on Policy Package 100 to be discussed? Are there any objections to the LFO recommendation for Policy Package 100? Please proceed.
Policy Package 101 is a request to reclassify one position from an Office Specialist 2 to an Administrative Specialist 2. LFO, again, consistent with other decisions made by the subcommittee, is recommending that this not be approved. And the agency be encouraged to make specific responsibilities and duty assignments consistent with the classifications that these positions are currently at.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation for Policy Package 101. Is there objection to Policy Package 101 LFO recommendation?
Madam Chair, not an objection, but again, just what is the impact of not making the change.
Could we have the director come forward?
Dave McTeague, Executive Director. We think the impact is that we have a position with a lot of responsibility, and the issue is adequately compensating that. As for downgrading the responsibilities and moving them somewhere else, I guess I'd have to work on our response to that. You know, for us, the issue is retaining qualified staff. And we have some outstanding staff, and someday they may go somewhere else, and then we have to replace them and start the training process all over again. And so really having really qualified and keeping and retaining qualified frontline staff is a priority for small agencies.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further comments on the LFO recommendation for Policy Package 101? Is there any objection to Policy Package 101? Let's go on and look at Policy Package 102.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, Policy Package 102 provides some limitation for a mentoring program. In 1999, the board instituted a mentoring program for those chiropractors who had some difficulty with record keeping or clinical decision making, and so as part of the process, the board would assign those doctors that had the problem to another doctor as a mentor and follow their activities. At that time, the doctor that was receiving the mentoring would pay the mentoring doctor directly. Well, based on advice from the Attorney General, the board is now, the Attorney General suggested that the board enter into personal service contracts with those mentoring doctors. The doctors that are being mentored will reimburse the board for those costs, so it will be a wash, but based on this information from the Attorney General, the board needs the expenditure limitation to do that, and so that's what this package is requesting. LFO is recommending approval of the package.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to Policy Package 102?
just a quick question for the director, if I could.
Yes.
I got a couple more questions. You might as well stay up
okay,
here.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bates.
Is this primarily a documentation problem for chiropractors, or do you actually have to mentor people as far as an educational background and how to deal with certain clinical situations?
I would say all of the above. Oftentimes the board has concerns with whether the doctor really did an adequate examination to justify a period of treatment, and was an adequate re-examination done at the appropriate time. And of course that all segues back to documentation, because it's not always documented, and then the issue becomes, well, I did it, I just didn't write it down. Well, if it's not written down, it didn't happen. And So I think all of the above.
So thank you, Madam Chair. So in simple terms, it's some of each.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll go any further.
Further questions or comments on policy package 102? Are there any objections to the LFO recommendation on policy package 102? Let's go ahead to the bill amendments.
Okay, Madam Chair, Legislative Fiscal is recommending that the budget for the Board of Chiropractic Examiners be approved in the amount of $927,876 and 4.50 FTE, and that House Bill 5005, Line 5, be amended to read $927,876.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to the bill amendment. Chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners as modified and amend Line 5 of House Bill 5005 to read $927,876.
So moved.
Representative Smith has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
LFO would then recommend that the subcommittee move to send House Bill 5005 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Chair would accept a motion to send House Bill 5005 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. And I'm wondering if Representative Smith, you would carry this on the House floor?
Sure.
And Senator Gordley, if you would be so kind as to carry it in full and on the Senate floor?
Yes. Madam Chair, do we need to do the performance measures?
Are we getting ahead of ourselves?
No, Madam Chair, that's fine. Okay. I mean, the bill's been moved to the full committee, but we do need to talk about performance measures. Yes.
Okay. And if we have problems, we will redo the motion. Performance measures.
Madam Chair, the performance measures can be found on page 11 of the governor's balanced budget. The LFO is recommending that they be approved as submitted by the agency with the direction to continue the development of performance measures regarding complaints and investigations. And again, LFO will be working with the agency during the interim to work on that issue.
The discussion on the LFO recommendation relative to performance measures. Representative Bates.
Senator Mesley has
answered.
Well, Madam Chair, I just, with direction to develop additional performance measures, is there guidance with that? Or, I mean, that we had a lot of discussion, as I recall.
Mr. Olson.
And I'm wondering how specific those instructions are.
Madam Chair and Senator Messerly, we had quite a lengthy discussion about those the other day, and I took quite a few notes, and I'm sorry I don't have those notes with me, but those are the issues that we will be addressing with each of these health-related boards during the interim to help them develop additional performance measures to address the concerns that were brought up by the subcommittee.
And I am very confident that the direction that the agencies will receive will be detailed and it'll be consistent across the agencies.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Bates.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Performance measure A11-3, and don't look it up right now, it's related to what we talked about before, is probably one of the most difficult situations for the board, I would imagine. Madam Chair, is that correct, sir?
Are you speaking to the mentoring program?
Mentoring program and the amount of time and treatment, excessive treatment or lack of excessive treatment for mentoring.
That is one of the challenging areas for the chiropractic profession.
I would think so. No, I just direct staff, because that should be a really carefully examined PM. I appreciate the fact that you're willing to step up and even discuss that, and it's one that's important for your profession.
It is.
I believe it's also part of the difficulty you're having right now is with a group of chiropractors who are broken from the board to a certain degree and having great difficulty there also. So I think that really goes to the key of what you're trying to deal with. If you're going to have a continuing committee to work on those issues in the interim and report back again in the next session, what are the board's plans?
It's an ongoing issue, and again, it relates to the basics of the initial patient workup and the clinical justification. The board has really struggled with these issues. We have a proposed administrative rule on the issue of clinical justification. A corollary is there's a broad feeling within the profession that certain doctors who do independent examinations on behalf of insurance companies are way too eager to recommend a cutoff of care. So the board hears the issue on both sides, and what they come back to is there really has to be good documentation, thoughtful rationale, and good reasons for the clinical decisions that are made. And, of course, that's an exceptionally challenging area because so much latitude is afforded any doctor in the area of clinical decision-making. You don't want to second-guess the doctor.
Follow-up?
No, Madam Chair. I think the board needs to work on this, and I think they will work on it.
Absolutely.
The fact you're recognizing it here is important. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Any further discussion on the LFO recommendation as related to performance measures? Chair would accept a motion to approve the performance measures as submitted and with direction.
So moved.
Representative Smith has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Vacancies. It's going to be a short report.
Yes. Again, with only 4.5 FTE, this board had no vacancies at this point. The ending balance in the governor's budget, $128,096, and when you take into consideration the LFO recommendations and the budget that has been approved today, would be 4.3 months worth of expenditures. The ending balance assumes the fee changes as discussed above, and that the subcommittee will be addressing in House Bill 5006, which ratifies the fees that were approved by the last legislative session. I will point out that at a particular month during the last biennium, the board had an ending balance of $42,000, as shown on the cash flow analysis that you have. I will point out, however, that the fees that were raised during the last interim that you will approve today were increased at a time with only captured one renewal period during the last 2 years. And so there was one renewal period that it missed, and they only captured it for one. And you'll notice that low ending balance was just prior to the new renewal period that was in June and July of 2002. And again, they're approaching the next renewal cycle, which will have the increased revenue in it. So I'm not concerned that the ending balance will go that low during the next biennium.
I noticed that the estimated May 03 ending balance is almost double what the May 02 ending balance was, showing that they are getting into a range that's more prudent. And that your ending balance analysis down on the for 0305 will put them at 4.2 months, which is right in the 3 to 6 month range. Mm-hmm. Representative March.
I just had a question because it was almost zeroed out there. What happens if an agency like this does zero out?
Madam Chair, Representative March, what could happen is that they could just not pay some of their bills until the revenue starts coming in the following month. They could just hold a bill. For example, the Attorney General bills on a monthly basis, they could hold off paying that until some of the revenue starts coming in.
This is not an option for the state as a whole.
No.
We already did that, Madam Chair. It's called shifting the school payments.
I'm thinking, too, the exact same thing, just different scale.
The Department of Administrative Services has an extensive allotment plan that agencies are required to complete and fulfill and live by, and they spread their revenue and or their expenditures out over the entire eight quarters of the biennium. And so at any given quarter, they cannot spend more money than what's in their allotment plan without going through some quite extensive review process and approval processes. So there are methods in place, practices, policies, and practices in place to help that not to happen.
Thanks. It was just kind of struck a nerve there.
Madam Chair.
Senator Mesley.
I think it's important in this case to note that in the estimated, it's a quite high any balance for the previous and the following month, which to me makes a big difference. On some of our budgets, we've seen it where it keeps ratcheting down, and then all of a sudden they get one lump sum comes in. But in this case, where they've got good balance on both sides of the low month, you know, there's ways to manage that cash flow.
And also ratification of the fee increase will help us continue as the future unfolds. Any further discussion or issues that you want to raise on the ending balance?
Just one question, please.
Yes.
I'd like to direct to the director, if I could. Do you foresee you'll be facing a lawsuit involved with this controversy and conflict in the chiropractic community right now? Would there be any chance the board would be involved in that lawsuit? Might have financial difficulty because of it?
I'm trying to figure out which issue you're talking about specifically. You mean the different associations with
yes.
different issues?
Yes.
I don't.
I know there's a huge controversy going on right now, and some of that does involve the board. And are you expecting any significant legal fees from that?
Not from that. We have another matter in front of the Marion County Circuit Court involving our handling of a continuing education issue from as long as 5 years ago, and that proceeding we're covered by the state's risk pool, so those legal costs are being picked up through the risk pool at the present time.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further questions or comments on ending balance? I will then close the work session on House Bill 5005 and open a work session on House Bill 5006, which is the fee bill.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, this ratifies the fees that the board changed administratively during this last interim. These fees were approved by the 2001 Legislative Assembly during the budget hearing for this agency. We do need to amend the bill. There was one fee that was increased and approved by the last legislature that's not included in the bill, just an oversight. So LFO would recommend that the bill be amended and then approved.
Questions on the amendment or the LFO recommendation?
What's the amendment?
This classification.
Right. Doctor of Chiropractic Limited Active License in the amount of $225.
And that was a drafting error in
yes.
the original bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Any further questions on the amendment or the LFO recommendation? The chair would accept a motion to amend the bill as recommended by the Legislative Fiscal Office.
So moved.
Senator Gorley's made the motion. Is there objection to the motion? Oh, wait a minute. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is passed. The chair would accept a motion to send House Bill 5006 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Representative Smith has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is carried. And with the kind consent of the carriers of the the House Bill 5005, could I just add this one?
Sure. Yes. And, Madam Chair, if I could say this to Dave McTeague. Good to see you this morning. I remember fondly our days of service together in the House of Representatives. I also remember that stuffed fish or that plastic fish you used to have on your desk. Every time I see you, I think about that.
I'd like to say we really appreciate this committee and your focus on understanding our role in public protection and the good support and that you're getting from your staff as well.
Well, and I know that you have some challenges within your the makeup of your board, and I think my committee, fellow committee members would join me in wishing you the greatest of luck and wisdom in working your way through those issues.
Thank you.
And with that, I will close the work session on House Bill 5006. And having no further business before this committee today, the meeting is adjourned and we'll reconvene at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Okay.